Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix. Don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Sean from Marysville is. Sean, are you there?
Good morning, T-Dog, and good morning, Migs.
What's up?
Good morning, Sean. All right, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
If you're playing along at home, our friend Sean will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Where is Amazon headquartered?
Seattle?
Yes. What is the largest living bird on the planet?
Ostrich?
Yes. Who wrote and performed the theme song for the movie Philadelphia?
Ooh, gosh, pass.
What organ is physically altered by a lobotomy?
Brain?
Yes. What decade was Cirque du Soleil founded?
70s?
No.
60s?
No.
50s?
No. Which Canadian brewery merged with Coors in 2005?
Molson?
Yes. At room temperature, what color is sulfur in its natural state?
Yellow?
Yes. On which of the Hawaiian islands was Jurassic Park filmed?
Oh. The Big Island?
No.
Maui?
No.
Oahu?
No. How many seconds do rodeo bull and bronco riders need to stay on their mount?
Oh. 12?
No.
10?
No.
30?
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct. You got there, Sean.
Oh, man. Okay.
It's okay. Split right down the middle. How many did Steve score earlier? Was it 4?
Yeah. I thought it was 5.
Was it 5?
I don't know anymore. I've lost track. When you lose, you don't remember.
Steve, welcome back. But are you ready?
Yeah, Daddy. Let's go.
Where is Amazon headquartered?
In Seattle.
Correct. What is the largest living bird on the planet?
Largest living bird. The eagle.
No.
The ostrich.
Yes. Who wrote and performed the theme song for the movie Philadelphia?
Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
What
organ is physically altered by a lobotomy?
Hate's a strong word. I really dislike that song. Well, the brain.
Yes. What decade was Cirque du Soleil founded?
What decade? 70s.
No.
80s.
Yes. What Canadian brewery merged with Coors in 2005?
Molson?
Correct. At room temperature, what color is sulfur in its natural state?
Room temperature, what color is sulfur? Blue?
No.
Red?
No.
Pink?
No. On which of the Hawaiian islands was Jurassic Park filmed?
Oh, that was Kauai.
Yes. How many seconds do rodeo bull and bronco riders need to stay on their mount?
8?
Yes. Mycology is the study of what?
Mike?
No.
Microphones?
No.
sound.
No. Steve, with some time on the clock, you got a score of 8, and that is a victory, 8-5. Sorry, Sean.
Good game, Megs.
Thank you, my friend. We did the Jurassic Park tour.
You did?
Where we went to Kauai once, and it was, we got to go in a helicopter. But the whole time, I'm like, they could be lying to us. It's just a really pretty part of Hawaii that's a lot of greenery.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, you hope that they were actually taking you to the right spot, but it was kind of cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, our friend Sean knew that at room temperature, sulfur in its natural state is yellow.
Yellow.
And the other one you got wrong, mycology, is the study of fungi.
Oh, mushrooms.
Yeah.
Nice. I was a mycologist in college.
I bet you were.
The Daily Mix Show.
We hope you can join us at Angel of the Winds Arena on December 12th for Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday. And last we checked, there were only a couple Palace Law Premium Experience VIP ticket packages left. Ooh. So if you want to mingle with KISW personalities, get in early, hit up the backstage barbecue and more, you got to get on that.
It's a lot of fun.
It is so much fun. And you can take advantage at KISW.com.
I hear we're going to study mycology while we're there.
Okay. Sometimes when you're perusing the aisles of your local grocery store, something might catch your eye and you want to try it.
Yes.
And that is where we were inspired to find out what's in the bag.
What's in the bag?
What's in the bag?
What's in the bag?
Steve?
Yes.
You brought a bag. What is in that bag?
Well, so for today, it's a special Halloween-themed what's in the bag. So this is stuff that actually we have seen, we've experienced, and we have enjoyed. They are some of the most popular Halloween candy.
Oh,
but here's okay. The twist.
Okay.
I'm going to blindfold you guys, and you're going to have to guess what candy is in your mouth without knowing. And I figured for the audience to play along, I have decided to get some help from robot Gordon Ramsay, and he will let the audience know what you're about to try. So you guys are going to have to take off your headphones.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to put your mouth and your eyes, well, actually just your mouth to the test.
All right, headphones off.
Headphones are off.
All right,
off.
So the headphones
and then
are
put
on.
This on.
All right, so yeah, we'll start with Taryn Daly.
Okay.
So what we'll do.
Okay, what is she doing? What is she doing?
I don't know.
Baby bird.
Okay. Also, I'm a bit concerned that we just immediately trusted Steve with a blindfold. Like, we, like, no questions asked. We're just like, all right, put it in our mouth.
No questions asked. Just open your mouth. I'm going to put something in there.
Right. I'm scared.
That's usually how.
Do your penthouse.
Yeah.
All right, so here is the first thing that we're going to put. And these are considered to be. Most of them are in the top 10 of the most popular Halloween candies. So it's not going to be any kind of crazy curveballs. Look at Taryn. Her mouth is open right now.
She's ready to go.
So Taryn, you don't have your headphones on, so you won't be able to hear what's going on. So this is going to be the first one that goes in her mouth.
Okay.
Snickers.
Okay, you heard that, right?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Okay.
Oh, I thought it was going to be like a big description.
No, that's it. Gordon's busy, man.
I get you.
Even Robot Gordon. He doesn't have time.
Yeah.
All right, so I've got the candy.
Yeah.
And I put it in on some tongs.
Yep, there it was.
Well, I don't want to put my fingers in your mouth. Are you ready, Taryn? It's in her mouth.
Yeah, it is.
Yep.
Is that a Snickers?
Is that a Snickers? Let's check with Gordon Ramsay.
Oh, wow. Good job.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Congratulations.
All right.
All right, so you're one for one.
Okay. I'm
ready for the next one. All right, the next one, let's check with Gordon Ramsay.
Let her swallow first.
It was spinning an option?
No. Hey, look, this isn't your time at WSU.
Okay.
Butterfinger.
Okay, did you hear that one?
I did, yeah.
Okay. Are you ready for the next one? Her mouth is already open. Here we go.
I can't wait for people to see this video on our social media
because
she's ready.
All right. I broke it up because it's big.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
That's also what she said.
Here we go. This should be easy.
It's easy. It's Butterfinger.
Oh, wow. Good job.
Yes. That one has to be the easiest, I feel.
Yeah, probably.
Because once you, that consistency, once it's in your mouth, you know what that is.
That mouthfeel is one of a kind.
It is. It is. All right, so let's check with Gordon Ramsay and see what we're about to put in Taryn's mouth.
Almond Joy.
Okay.
Ooh.
I feel like this one might be the hardest.
Yes, I agree.
All right. This is big. Should I just give her half of it or all?
No,
of it?
Give her all of it.
Give it all to her?
Yeah, okay. She can handle it.
Right. Oh, God.
This is a lot.
Yeah, it is.
It's kind of girthy, too.
Yeah. All
right. Are you ready for it?
Uh-huh.
Open that mouth wide for this.
Okay. Oh, she doesn't know it.
She doesn't like it.
Oh, is it mounds?
Let's check with Gordon Ramsay to see.
Wrong, you dumbass.
Oh, he said you're a dumbass. You're wrong. Taryn Daly, you can take off your blindfold.
That was Almond Joy.
I knew it was one of those crappy ones.
Right, because see, it had an almond in it. Mounds don't.
I love Almond Joy.
You know, I used to not like them.
Yeah.
But recently, I've gotten to fall in love with them now.
All right.
All right. So congratulations. You got two of the three right.
That's pretty good.
Not bad. Not bad. So Danny, take off your headphones.
Okay, yeah.
All right. Now we're going to check with Gordon Ramsay and see what we're about to give Danny and put in his mouth.
Twix.
Okay. All right. Let me get it out. Okay. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
T-Dog. Okay.
You know what the funny thing is? I have my eyes closed, too, even though I have the blindfold on.
Open your mouth.
It's stuck.
There you go.
Is that a Twix?
Is that a Twix? Let's check with Gordon Ramsay.
Oh, wow. Good job.
Nice job.
Woo! Thank you.
All right. Next one. Are we ready? Taryn.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see what it's going to be.
Milky Way.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
Give it all to him?
Yeah, give it all to him.
Give this whole thing.
Danny can do it.
All.
It's kind of big.
He's got a big mouth.
Okay.
All right, we go right around.
All right, here we go.
Open that mouth.
Steve is so excited.
I know. This is fun.
Is that a Milky Way?
Is that a Milky Way? Let's check with Gordon Ramsay.
Oh, wow. Good job.
Yes. Two
nice,
for two.
Danny. You're okay. Killing it.
One more and you'll win the challenge.
All right. Let's go. All right, I'm going to beat Taryn.
Oh, crap. I think he's going to get this one.
Dang it.
Should I give him a harder one?
Yeah, give him the hardest one you got, okay. Steve.
This one.
I think this one might be a good call. All right.
Can I have the other half of this Butterfinger?
Yes.
Kit Kat.
Do that one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Should I give him the whole thing?
Yeah, of course.
It's a big thing.
I like big things.
It's kind of massive.
He can do it.
All right.
I'm going to go right over there and put it in his mouth.
There we go.
Oh, boy.
My least favorite candy. But,
what?
Yeah, Kit Kat.
Kit Kat, let's check with Gordon Ramsay.
Oh, wow. Good job.
Nice work, Danny.
Nice, Danny. Yeah. I can't believe that's your least favorite candy. I would put that in like my, from a chocolate-based candy, I'd put that in like my top three.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
What's your favorite chocolate?
I think it might be Butterfinger or the good old-fashioned, the goat, which was voted number one.
Oh.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
That thing's been number one for like forever.
Yeah. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween. Thanks, Steve. That was a blast.
It was a good time putting stuff in your mouth while you're blindfolded.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you could name a song if you only heard 1 second of the chorus?
Someone just texted. I just tuned in. What is happening?
No. We don't know either.
Feeding Taryn chocolate.
If you think that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus, we're going to style you down with tickets for Trans-Siberian Orchestra at Climate Pledge Arena on Saturday, November 22nd. You can call 206-803-ROCK if you'd like to play Hook or Shook at 920.
Someone just texted. I've never been more excited to eat an Almond Joy.
Yo.
No?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we have tickets for Trans-Siberian Orchestra at Climate Pledge Arena on Saturday, November 22nd. And even if you're not trying to win these tickets, if you go on and buy them the 3 p.m. show, a dollar for every ticket purchase goes to our charity of choice, and that would be Operation Warm.
And shout out to TSO. Bunch of givers over there.
Oh, yeah. And it's our contestant, Abe, from Tumwater this morning playing for those Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets. Good morning, Abe.
Oh, hello.
Hello. We're going to spin this wheel and see if you're playing me or Migs.
All right, the wheel is spinning. Who's it going to land on? Who's going to help Abe win those Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets? No pressure, but it's on T-Dog.
Now I don't feel very confident, Abe. But
hey, you never know.
You never know.
You never know. Here is your clip, Abe.
Well, I know it's Linkin Park.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like Hooker Shook becomes the humdinger. You remember Cranium?
Oh, yes. Nice job, Abe. All right, Danny B, I am ready for my clip. Oh, that would be the Red Hot Chili Peppers' Californication. Oh, we nailed it, Abe.
Oh, we're good hummers. We're really good at
humming. You get to go see Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Well, thanks for the help.
You are so welcome, my friend. It's our pleasure.
Do you remember the music video for Californication?
Yes.
It was like a music. It was like a video game.
It was like Grand Theft Auto, yes. Essentially. Yeah.
I always thought that was the coolest music video.
I always wanted to play it because I was obviously a huge Grand Theft Auto fan, and I was just like, I want to play the Red Hot Chili Peppers version of it,
and then run them over.
Yeah.
While they're wearing just socks over there, rhymes with socks.
Wow, you guys are special.
The Daily Mix Show.
I mean, just for fun, we don't really want to kill them.
We talked about anything this morning that you would like to chat with us about. If so, you can call 206-803-ROCK. We'll check in with the Rockaholics after Smashing Pumpkins. All morning, we have received some texts and calls from you that we haven't had a chance to chat with you about, but right now we are checking in with the Rockaholics. So we'd love if you called up to chime in on anything from the show today, or if you have something on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK. Earlier, Steve Miggs, we had a topic about events that you attended that you were just kind of in disbelief that you were ever there.
Yes.
And we have a couple folks that want to weigh in on this topic. One of them is Jason from Yelm. Jason, what is the event you attended that you just can't believe you were there?
Well, good morning, Miss Taryn Daly.
Good morning.
Yeah. So this might go back a little ways. So if anybody out there remembers a little club in the 90s called the Sit and Spin, I think it was in Belltown.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I used to go there all the time to see shows. It was a laundromat / music venue / board gaming spot.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, it was. So we were in there one time, and I forget who was playing a set, but who walks through the door but Mary Lou Lord. She comes in, talks to whoever was on stage, got up there, threw down like a 3-song set, got up, gave the guy a kiss on the side of the face, and walked out and didn't say nothing. I was like, holy moly, that was the coolest thing ever.
You know, it's been so many years since I even heard her name, and when she said it, just like triggered me back to that time of like that cool indie folk singer, songwriter, and she was so damn good.
Yeah, oh, you know, big time crush on Miss Mary Lou Lord out there when I was growing up, man. So that was a pretty cool thing.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, you know what? If you don't know the Sit and Spin and you're out there in Radio Land, do your history and look it up, man, because it's pretty cool.
It was the most weird, quirky spot, but in the back room was where the music would be. But then you could go do your laundry, which is just so crazy to think, and then go see a rock show and then see if your laundry needs to be put in the dryer.
Two birds, one stone. That's fantastic.
First time I saw Incubus. Was
at
the Sit and Spin. And it's just like a small-ass club. Like, maybe a couple hundred people would fit in there. Oh. And I remember then they came back around and did, like, a bigger venue, and I brought up seeing, and they were like, oh, yeah, we remember that place. It had a laundromat.
How could you forget it?
Right.
206-803-ROCK. Joe Dredd, you are in Seattle this morning, and we are still going to talk about these events we attended that we can't believe we were part of.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Hey, when I was getting in my car to go to work, I came in the middle of Steve talking about that tsunami benefit.
Oh, with Allison Chains.
Yes, that was a great thing. Now, I'm going to go a few months before that. BJ Shea had a Super Bowl party at Premier.
Okay.
And actually, I got to meet the men's room 2 weeks before they went on the air at that party.
Oh, that's awesome.
But at that party, my wife, in some random raffle, won a Chopper mini bike. And so it's a cool little thing. I never put gas in it and fired it up. But, you know, we took it home. It's like, what are we going to do with this? It's like, we really don't want it. And then when the whole tsunami benefit thing came up, the tickets sold out immediately. And being that I got some Seattle connections, I got a phone number to one of their business people to handle this stuff like that. And I said, hey, I got this mini bike. Can I donate it to the cause? And doing that, is there any way I can get my hands on some tickets? Well, yeah, we were able to get a couple tickets because of that donation. Nice. But what they did is they had all the performers autograph that thing. Then they auctioned it off. And I'm still trying to find out how much they got for that thing. Because I tell you, it was a nice tax write-off. We didn't have to pay the taxes on it because we donated it.
And you got to see one of the most incredible reunion shows ever with all the revolving door of singers. It was so great.
Yeah, it was so much fun. It was great.
And then, Joe, you probably remember seeing it. I remember they had a full-on camera crew, they had a video production truck. They had cameras, like the guys in Alice. So I'm like, oh, eventually this is going to end up on, like, MTV somewhere. The video footage of that performance never saw the light of day. And I wish one day one of the members of Alice in Chains would be like, guys, we still have that footage. We should put it out there because it's like Maynard James Keenan singing with them, Ann Wilson, Pat Lachman, Wes Scantlin. It's like so many great performers.
Should we put a petition together and send it to the Alice in Chains people?
Dude, so I did find the bootleg version of Man in the Box featuring Maynard James Keenan.
Oh.
Again, it's a bootleg. It's not like, and it's not as good as like bootleg nowadays where like the quality is great. We're going back to 2005.
Whoa, 20 whole years ago.
Okay, that's bonkers. But just, you could hear the crowd. Like, I'm not kidding you. When they busted into the chorus of Man in the Box and Maynard singing, there were so many people started to like eyes watering. People were crying. Everyone's hands were in the air. It was just a moment.
Video.
Right. We need to hear like the good audio quality. We need to see Maynard was just belting it and everyone was losing their mind.
I'm shocked, you know, considering it's now been, we're at the 20th anniversary of that show. Seems like a good time to release the footage, the 20th anniversary.
And I have a strong feeling. I could be wrong. I bet if we even talked to the guys in Alice, they'd be like, we don't know where that video footage is. They were always such like a chill, aloof kind of band. And all the, you know, you've interviewed them too.
Yeah.
Like they're just such... They're rock stars, but not really rock stars. And they're probably like, I don't know where that footage is. It's probably in someone's closet.
Well, let's put that on our wish list for this year's holiday season.
What is it, like change.org? Can we get like a petition started on there to release the Alice in Chains Tsunami Benefit Show 20 years later?
We are demanding this.
We can do this.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
My kid is learning so much now that he is in first grade, but he's been picking up a few things happening outside of the classroom that I'm a little bit, you know, shaking my head about.
What the f***?
I'm going to tell you what he's been saying at 9:50. My son Barrett, he's 6 years old, and his brain is just a little sponge these days now that he's in first grade. But some of the stuff he's coming home with that he's learned on the bus or outside of the classroom is very interesting, puzzling, weird. And I'm not talking about just 6, 7. Like, there's other stuff.
Oh, you mean not this?
6, 7.
No, it's going deeper than that. He's learning these little chants and songs now, and I'm curious if you guys know these.
Okay, what's the thing you learned at school you want to show me?
Open the gate.
Open the gate.
Who do you hate?
I don't hate anybody.
Open the gate. Who do you hate?
Open the gate.
Okay.
Who do you hate? And then you're supposed to say somebody you hate.
If you say my name, I'm going to be so sad.
You have to pick somebody.
Okay. I hate robbers.
Oh, okay. I said Robert. I'm like, who's Robert? Robbers? That's what you
robbers.
Went with?
Yeah, I hate robbers.
Danny, who do you hate?
Honestly, robbers too. That's such a weird thing. Like, I don't hate anyone.
I'm going to go with petition signature collectors outside of the Washington State Fair.
That's a good call. Yeah. Oh, you know who I don't like? The guy that yells.
The things. Megaphone?
Yeah, the megaphone guy. Yeah.
The megaphone evangelist?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so you hate robbers, megaphone evangelists, signature collectors.
Open the cherry.
Okay.
A cherry gum, Mary.
Who I'm going to marry?
Yeah.
Robbers?
Yeah.
Ew.
Oh, crap. Danny, you're marrying an evangelist. I'm marrying a signature collector, apparently. I don't
I
understand
have to marry
this game.
Robbers?
I don't understand this game.
Yeah, it's cut the cake or cut the gate. What did he say? Open the gate? Open the gate. Who do you hate? Open the cherry. That's who you're going to marry.
No, thanks.
That's where, yeah, whoever you hate, you have to marry.
Who taught you that?
My dad.
Nobody.
Oh, you made it up?
Yeah.
Oh, he didn't want to dime out whoever taught him it.
No, he would never.
Or he's that creative that he created his own game.
That would be cool.
I've never heard the open the gate one.
I don't think I have either.
And so he also did something else.
Yes.
Dreaming cactus from the sky. Look up, choke, and die.
What?
It's raining tacos from the sky. Open up, choke, and die.
Well, yeah, you got to always
keep your mouth closed when it's raining tacos and don't look up.
Can we go back to 6-7?
6-7.
What?
Okay, say that again. It's raining tacos from the sky.
From out of the sky.
It's raining tacos from out of the sky.
That's definitely a food I don't want raining from the sky, mm-hmm. Especially if they're hard tacos. Soft tacos, I'd be okay with it.
That's a good call.
It would hurt a little less.
Yeah.
Look up, choke, and die.
Look up, choke, and die?
Yeah, because you swallow it whole and then you die.
Where are you learning this stuff? Who taught you that one?
Wyatt.
Which Wyatt? Our Wyatt?
Wyatt, who hosts Loud and Local from Wyatt Only in the Wreckage?
That's the one.
That guy, him and his tacos.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. You're not learning this in your music class at school, are you?
No. All
right. What instrument is he playing?
They haven't gotten to that yet. I think they just are like, they're basically just practicing like the winter program. You know, they're probably singing some Santa songs.
Wait, so he's in a music class and not teaching him any musical instruments?
I think they just go once a week and they sing little school songs. I don't know.
At least Tatum's learning an instrument.
He is?
It's the bell.
Wow.
But hey, it's better than learning nothing. Barrett's going to show up and just like all of a sudden lead on guitar. And he's like killing it at the winter. And Taryn didn't even know. Does it while tacos in his mouth the entire time. Open the tacos. No, that's, I'm getting them too.
Open
the tacos in the streams. We should go.
The Daily Mix Show.
A couple of cool Seattle music venues are set to close before the end of the year. We're going to give you the Daily Mix download after Alice in Chains.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. After losing a tough game that went 18 innings, went nearly 7 hours the other night with Game 3, the Toronto Blue Jays came back, bounced back in a typical Toronto Blue Jays way, which is clutch hits and great pitching. Also Shane Bieber ended up beating the Dodgers. Shohei Ohtani was on the mound and everything. It didn't matter. They ended up winning 6-2 in Game 4. So now the series are tied at 2 games apiece, which guarantees they will go back to Toronto at some point for Game 6, which is, I mean, I can't imagine what it would be like over there, especially, yes, Mariners fans, we've waited forever. We've never won a World Series, but they've waited a very long time.
Yes.
Over 30 years,
over
I believe.
Over 30 years.
So after the game, Shane Bieber was being interviewed, and I just love his response to this question after the big win for the Toronto Blue Jays.
Shane, it seemed like the odds were against you tonight. You're without George Springer. You're up against Shohei Ohtani. What is it about this team that makes it so resilient?
We don't care.
There you go. We just don't care.
You heard it.
He had a bunch of other great stuff as well, but I thought that was the best part. We don't care, which just comes from Coach Mike McDonald's school of thought.
Bro, I really don't care.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Game 5 is tonight. So watch on Fox.
Bad news for the local music scene here in Seattle. Madam Lou's and Hereafter are two very cool indie venues in the city, and they're closing mid-December.
So I've been to Madam Lou's, which is like part of the new Crocodile.
Yeah, it's right like underneath the Croc.
Yeah, and that's a cool spot. That's a bummer.
That's where we did our, oh my gosh, what was that?
Seattle Rock Night.
Seattle Rock Night there.
A'Ron Jones.
Oh yeah, that was a
good time.
A great evening.
I don't know anything about Hereafter.
I think Hereafter is more of like a comedy club, I want to say. But both are operated under the Crocodile, which they expanded into these spaces during COVID in 2020. The live music room is a 100-seat comedy club. So these have been some pretty cool places to check out local artists. artists. So that's a real bummer. We don't want to see those things go away.
No, the last thing you want to see is places for artists to perform, especially in Seattle. It just seems like they keep leaving us. Back in my day, when I lived in downtown, we had all these great clubs.
Countless clubs.
Seattle's changed, man.
Man.
That does suck, though. A Florida man was arrested after smashing 80 pumpkins, which are worth about $500, outside of a Target in the middle of the night. Now, they're probably wondering, well, why the hell would somebody do that? Because he was caught on security camera footage, and he even admitted they didn't have to show the footage, be like, hey, is this you? He's like, yep, that was me that did it. Police were like, well, why did you do it? He said to blow off some steam. So, of course, they're like, well, why'd you have to blow off some steam? And he said, because somebody was messing with him on Facebook.
Sometimes it gets to you.
Maybe just deactivate your Facebook page as opposed to going to a Target and smashing a pumpkin. Although smashing pumpkins is pretty... It feels good.
I do enjoy it.
Have you ever done it?
I have absolutely done it. But now, you know what my favorite thing is to do? Give the pumpkins to my chickens. Because they like to eat them. When they start to go a little bit bad, rather than smash them, I don't do that.
Let me check with your son and how he feels about that.
What the f***?
I don't know.
Give the pumpkin. If anybody wants to donate their pumpkins to my chickens, we'll take them.
Do you smash them and then feed it to them?
Yeah, they like them when it's a little, like, they can get in there into the insides of it.
City folks just don't get it.
Hey, as far as weather, we're hitting a high of 57 degrees. It's going to be a cloudy day today. The DMV is brought to you by Taryn's Chicken Pumpkins and also Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. And that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12 Pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.